Hey, I'm Briar, and this is the Fantastical Writers Podcast. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about character hobbies. Over and over again, I come across people saying that people in the past never had time for any hobbies. It doesn't matter if it is as early as the Victorian era or as far back as the Iron Age, the remark is always the same. They only had time to think about survival. Well, as someone who was once a wilderness survival instructor, I have thoughts on that. During training, you do learn the basics. You learn how to start a fire, you learn how to build a shelter, and of course you learn how to find food and water. As well as that, however, you also learn about camp crafts. When your camp is all set up, there are moments of pause. You have to wait for your water to filter, or perhaps the sun will go down soon, or you are waiting for weather to pass. And that is when it happens. You have free time, and it's very dangerous. Sitting alone, lost in the woods, with nothing to do, you might start to think about how hopeless things are, and how much you miss your family. So the answer is to keep busy in any way you can. And that is what is called camp crafts. There are practical things you can do, like improving your sleeping situation, or building more signals for in case a plane flies over, but there's also just silly things you can do just because it gives you a flash of joy. When I was doing my survival instructor exam, which is 5 days in the forest alone, I made myself a garden complete with a silly little fence so that it just looked so cute and small. During the exam though, someone else built themselves a wooden bench that looked like a couch. My point is, if a person is struggling to survive in the forest and can still find moments of free time, people in the past certainly did too. For example, if you were, say, a medieval farmer, your work is very weather dependent. If it is winter, you cannot tend to your crops. If there's a thunderstorm, you might not let your sheep out in the pasture. If it is night, you simply can't just flick on a light and see what's going on outside. So perhaps because of all of this, according to an article, the average American works more hours than a medieval peasant did. So yes, there were days off work. In fact, some peasants even had naps. So what point am I getting at? Yes, people in the past had free time, so of course they had hobbies. In fact, some of the games we play today, such as backgammon, dice, cards, checkers, chess, all have incredibly long histories. So, now that all that is out of the way, I hope that if you're writing a story in a historical-inspired setting, you now understand that your characters can have hobbies, even if they're peasants, and you shouldn't let people tell you otherwise. If you want to have your character be good at wood carving, they can do that. If you want to have them be good at embroidery, you can do that. If your character does not have a hobby, though, don't stress over it. I'm just saying that if you want to give your character a hobby, you are more than able to, and the arguments against it don't really work. So, yeah. Happy writing!